Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Todd and Julie White, and we are talking about the Bicycle Bar Hop coming up on June 29th. It's a Bicycle Bar Hop for pancreatic cancer research. So good morning, Todd and Julie. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, and whoever wants to start first here, Todd or Julie, we'll of course talk about Julie. We'll talk about your story, a survivor of pancreatic cancer, and Todd will talk about the event as well. So however you want to start, if you want to talk, Julie, first about your story, and then we'll go into the event, that could probably work.
I had a gallbladder attack 3 years ago in January, and I went to the hospital in the middle of the night for the gallbladder attack, and we found out that it was a gallbladder full of stones. So the next day I had to be transferred to Dubuque, Iowa. And because they don't have ultrasound in the middle of the night in Prairie du Chien, they did a CT scan. So when I got to Dubuque the next night, the surgeon looked at the CT scan and he came in and he said he noticed a shadowy area in the area of my gallbladder. He didn't say anything else other than a shadowy area, and he was a little concerned about it. So the next morning they did another CT scan to get a more defined look at it, and he said my gallbladder was more inflamed, so they went ahead and took my gallbladder out on the 27th of January, and I came home on the 28th, and he told me if I hadn't heard from UW-Madison for an endoscopic ultrasound within a week that I was supposed to contact them, and they would get things rolling for me. So I ended up in Madison, UW, for a endoscopic ultrasound on February 18th, and I kind of was excited because that doctor told me it was less than 1% chance it would be cancer. So that I told him, thank you, that made me feel a lot better. Well, I was expecting a phone call the next day from the clinic to see how I was feeling, and at 2:30 in the afternoon, I got a phone call from the doctor, and yes, it was pancreatic cancer, and to me, that was a death sentence. I didn't know a whole lot about it, except that it's usually too late to do anything with it. And that following Tuesday, I was on the phone with a surgeon, an oncologist, and a dietitian. The following Friday, I was in Madison for a pre-op physical. And a week later, on March 5th, I was in surgery for 8 hours, and they were able to remove the head of my pancreas. They removed a couple bile ducts and 19 lymph nodes, and everything came back as clear margins. So then 6 weeks later, I started my chemotherapy, and I finished that in October of 2021. And I've been clear since. So every scan is a anxiety thing. They talk about scan anxiety, and it really is. And we just take it day by day and hope for the best. And I just had a scan in May, and everything is still clear. That's good, because it's not always that good.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you hear cancer and your world gets flipped upside down. And you're right, the even immediately the weeks, you know, coming up, it's surgeries, it's scans, it's this, you're getting ready for all this stuff. And then it's the every 6 months you get that feeling, that pit in your stomach, that, you know, when you come back or from that scan, the results are going to be, it's back, it's returned. And so, and that's what this event is all about, is getting that out in the public about, you know, what people with pancreatic cancer have to deal with, and, you know, kind of just a way to let people know, hey, this is a serious, obviously people know how serious cancer is, but it's just, you know, another way to let people know.
Well, pancreatic cancer is the third leading cancer, death-causing cancer, soon to be second. The survival rate of 5 years is only 13%. Most people are stage four by the time they're diagnosed, because the pancreas is in a position that it's not noticeable as much. The liver blocks it, so if it's going to metastasize, it goes to the liver first. And then people start experiencing jaundice or stomach pain or something like that, because it's affected the liver. I had no symptoms. I had no idea. So mm-hmm. I was very, very lucky, and I had some good angels on my shoulder.
Yeah. For sure. And then, so the event is the Bicycle Bar Hop coming up June 29th here this weekend for pancreatic cancer research. And Todd, we'll let you kind of jump into the events and how it will go and what people can expect.
Sure. On the 29th, we'll meet at the Eagles Club at 10 in the morning. And we'll have a little meet and greet there. At 11 o'clock, we'll start writing. Our first stop will be at the bowling alley. And each stop we make, there will be a raffle basket at each stop. And everybody in the bar is welcome to join in on that. And there'll be a $5 raffle. After the bowling alley, then we'll go up to the porch. And we'll do the same there. Then we'll take a little ride down onto the island just to look around a little bit. We'll come back up and we'll go to the backwater. And we'll do the same there. And then our last stop will be at Jim's Bar. And then we'll return to the Eagles Club for, we'll have some food there. And they'll also have bar bingo that day and a meat raffle. And we'll have some basket raffles. We've got a lot of good donations that have, a lot of nice stuff that came in that we'll be doing basket raffles on. Matter of fact, we have two custom-made fishing rods that one of our local teachers gets a grant every year to have rods made by their students. So we have two of those.
So yeah, so it's going to be those four spots you mentioned, meeting at the Eagles Club, and then going to the bowling alley, going to the porch, down on the island, going back to the waterfront there, the Backwater Bar and Grill, and then Jim's Bar, and then back to the Eagles Club to have a nice, fun day there as well.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's obviously a bicycle bar hop for pancreatic cancer research, but you have on here as well, ride a bike or just follow with any mode of transportation.
Yes.
So you want it to be a bike ride, you enjoy the day, hopefully it's some nice weather we have coming up this weekend, but it's really just a day. Get out and get involved, follow along, however that may be. If you're walking or running behind, maybe you'll be a couple minutes later to the stops, but you're still going to have a great time and follow along. And it's just a day to go out and have fun and be with each other and support each other.
Yes, exactly. You know, we'll have a fun day and then we'll get something done along with it. We'll get some money raised for pancreatic cancer research. And we can always use the help there.
So. Yeah, it's funds going to Purple Stride for pancreatic cancer research. Julie, if you want to touch on that, Purple Stride, what that group does. And
The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network was formed, I don't know how many years ago, I'm sorry, but it was formed by a lady whose mother passed away from pancreatic cancer. And they do a Purple Stride walk every year, and Wisconsin has a Purple Stride affiliate, and I do volunteer for it. They do lots of amazing things with the money that is raised. They help find you trials that they do a Know Your Tumor, where they take a sample of your tumor and they test it and they tell you what treatments are available, or maybe there's a trial that's available to you. Or when I had mine done, I found out that my type is not good with immunotherapy, so if I have a reoccurrence, I wouldn't be able to do immunotherapy. So that's a good thing to know, and they can target that care more. What we do is Purple Stride is a walk that the first year we did it, we raised just over $1,300, I think. 2 years ago, we had just a little over $2,000. And then this last year, when we had our event last year with the Eagles Club, we raised $2,700, and then there's always somebody that does a matching donations fund, and they had one this year, and we had five $250 donations that were met, so our total was over $4,000.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that's a big thing, and it also goes to hospitals such as Carbone Cancer Center and the Froedtert Medical School of College in Milwaukee for their researches.
Awesome. That's a great deal there. So all those proceeds and everything, the money you're donating for the basket raffles, things like that, it's all going to a great place, and it's going to local places as well. They're going to help folks here in our area that are affected by this disease.
Correct.
So that's the Bicycle Bar Hop coming up this weekend, June 29th. Going to meet at the Eagles Club at 10 a.m. and then going to have those stops. The ride starts at 11 a.m. Going to have the stops around the community back to the Eagles Club there in the afternoon. Todd and Julie, I don't think we missed anything here. Any last thoughts?
No, just prepared to have some fun. Last year, I know we had one person had some bicycle issues, but we got them rolling again. I always carry some tools and extra tubes, and don't be afraid to come out with any type of bike you got.
So. There we go. Thank you guys for stopping by, and have some fun this weekend.
Thanks.
You bet.